Gene editing, the wave of the future. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The ongoing GMO debate has left much of the agriculture industry battered and bruised. In this Managing for Profit, a geneticist will explain how agriculture can learn from the original debate to change the conversation about gene editing and bolster its acceptance.
We didn't really explain why we were doing it.
We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this. Allison Van Enenem, a geneticist with the University of California, Davis, says the misinformation about GMOs is rampant. She tells Brownfield, as gene editing becomes more mainstream, agriculture needs to focus the conversation less on how it's done and more on why it's a necessity.
We didn't really address the problems, and I think particularly as it relates to editing animals and the particular edits we're doing for either animal welfare or disease resistance is really addressing a problem that exists. There are alternatives to dealing with disease. The animal can get sick and be treated with antibiotics or die, or we could utilize editing to produce disease-resistant animals. And I think it's important to frame the discussion around this is a problem, there are different solutions, which solution do we as a society think is the best solution?
Van Enenem says there is a negative impact on sustainability when society doesn't embrace technology.
It was often by groups that were opposed to the technology, you know, instantly framed in a way that conflated it with large multinational corporations and the use of chemicals and pesticides. And it didn't really address the fact it's a breeding method. It can be used for many different purposes. And things like disease resistant, I think, align with most people's shared values of trying to have disease-resistant plants and animals, that they're more productive, they don't require any chemical use, and they basically reduce the environmental footprint of our food production systems. We didn't touch consumers where their concerns were, and the activists trumped up safety concerns that have not been associated with the technology and basically used fear-mongering to direct consumers to their absence-labeled product that's more expensive. And so there were competing business interests that have very effectively spread this misinformation without an honest discussion around what are the sustainability implications of not allowing innovation in our breeding programs.
She says gene editing can also help with animal welfare issues, another area that has been a challenge for agriculture.
There's polled in Holsteins. There's also groups working to produce pigs that don't need to be castrated, which is another animal welfare concern. There are groups working to produce female-only chickens for the layer industry because, of course, boys don't have a lot of utility in a layer system. So there are things like that that kind of address both sustainability and also animal welfare concerns.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Ag News for America.